Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Andy Jumbo Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. It's a six rings post-game show takeover of a Patriots Monday live at Gillette Stadium. We spoke with Drake May and Jonathan Jones earlier. You just heard a replay of Drake May. Mm-hmm. An interesting interview in a lot of areas. Drizzy Drake 10, whatever you want to call him. We got into nicknames. We got into arms.
Draco. I'm still not in on Draco.
Yeah, we'll see where it evolves in the coming years as he becomes the superstar quarterback of the Patriots. But like Gerard Mayo, we love the referees here on the show. And we have waited till the final half hour to touch the third rail, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of...
Don't think of that scab?
A little bit. And there were some controversial hot-button topics throughout this game. Plays, referees, mm-hmm. Calls, non-calls, various things. So we had the final play of the game, which a lot of beat writers started to pull video, ironically, from the Colts social media of the touchdown.
The Colts sent it out like, look what we were able to accomplish, and look at this funny Fortnite dance. Like, yeah, you're just posting a chop
penalty.
Block for
right.
everyone. That
chop block, holding call. Gerard Mayo said he thought it was a hold, but he doesn't want to be fined. I bet you it would be good publicity for Hellman's
Wait.
Mayo to pay his fines if he got fined. I don't know if
also,
it's legal.
He should get fined.
Why?
Why not?
Excuse me?
No, Well, hold on. No, we're talking about Gerard Mayo
this
needing to be.
Fitzy talking.
We're talking
fill
about.
Fill-in host.
I am talking. Okay, this is me. Hi, yes, Nick Fitzy Stevens. I'm looking directly at the camera. Twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
Not actually.
Gerard,
it's over there.
All right. I'm looking at this camera, too.
First time on TV.
Okay. So, more importantly, Gerard Mayo, you want to establish the culture. You want to get your players back. You want to let them know that you're willing to take one for the team. Let them know during one of those interviews that you think the officiating stinks.
This is like a Joe Mazzulla technical.
It blows. Yeah, take one for the team. Pay the $50,000 fine. That's how you build a culture. That's how you get these guys behind you. Enough of the whole like, oh, I don't want to get fined. No, you know what? Tell them that the officiating sucked on Sunday and they missed a chance to call back the 2-point conversion that made a difference in the game.
So, Fitzy's right. There very well could have been a penalty called on the Colts offensive line and for Christian Barmore. Was he held? Was he chop blocked? Yeah, I wouldn't call the holding. I personally might call the chop block. I think holding happens in those short yardage, goal-to-go situations.
If by short yardage, goal-to-go, you mean every play in the NFL?
Yeah, kind of. But there were others. There were a lot of emotional takes on my Twitter feed calling me out, tell me you don't know bald, hot, because I didn't think it was a penalty on the hit on Hunter Henry. Mm-hmm. I thought he had become a runner. I actually thought the safety, I think it was, that came up kind of shied away and led with his shoulder, tried to lead with his shoulder. To me, that was the classic example of a play that is football. That's unavoidable. And if you
hard to legislate
that play
in
out,
real time.
Right. If you take that out, you don't have football anymore.
Yeah.
You can't play football. And I feel bad because I do think it kind of, they called it an abdomen injury to Hunter Henry. I think he might have had his bell rung.
My abdomen's located in a different part of my body.
He's got a different abdomen. True. I got a big ass abdomen if that's your abdomen. But there were others. There was the challenge call on the catch late, which I thought was a catch personally. I thought I was with Gerard.
That was more of a catch this week than it was the week before in Miami on the Waddle catch. That was clearly a drive.
I probably would not have challenged it. I also think the bigger takeaway is the officials stink.
Yeah.
Michael Pittman's offensive pass interference was phantom. It didn't exist. He didn't touch anybody.
Nope.
If that's offensive pass interference, the NFL 32 teams can no longer run offenses because those rub routes, those pick plays, are far more physical and contact filled on most plays than that, and they called that as a penalty. I don't know if it was a makeup call, if the sideline bought it somehow, how that played out.
I can see that.
It's easier if you people,
there we go,
do what I have done.
Okay, what is that?
And I haven't done it well because I'm still emotional at times, but whether you are 10 a.m. on a Thanksgiving morning at a high school field, Friday, 7 p.m. under the lights, Friday night lights at a high school field.
Yeah.
Saturday, 1 o'clock college game, 7 o'clock college game. Sunday, Monday, Thursday, wherever it may be, when you watch a football game.
Football.
Go in understanding that the men wearing black and white stripes stink at their job.
Yep.
They are incapable of doing their job at a high level. That includes clock operators. Mm-hmm. That includes replay officials. They all stink. They're going to screw your team, but they're also going to screw the other team. Hopefully, all you can really ask
unless
for...
Unless that team is the Chiefs.
Okay, you people,
there
at
it
again.
Yep.
All you can ask for is that both teams get screwed equally, close to equally, and let it balance out over the course of a game or the course of a season. And that's all I've come to accept and ask for is they stink and just try to be close to 50-50 stinkage. Right? Is that fair?
Yeah, the fact that it's unilateral, equal, opportunistic stinking, I can understand hoping for that, but more often than not, it seems just the way it plays out. Law of averages is one team gets, like, they stink more towards one team.
I don't think that's true. One team gets screwed
more often than the
other. You know who usually complains the most?
Who's that, winners?
The teams that lose.
Mm.
No. Winners tend not to complain as much. Losers tend to complain.
Yeah, we really benefited from all those crappy calls today.
Right.
Said no winner ever.
No.
Fair enough.
Losers complain about the officials. Winners move on as winners, as they say in the business.
So what are you advocating for in the business, of course? You have to be on the inside, guys. Andy was just doing
Always been in the business, but now that I'm in the business.
Andy's just taking you guys a little inside baseball right there.
Behind
the green door.
It's like
exactly.
Two walls here.
So what are you advocating for then? More officials, robots, lasers, instant replay, AI?
Acceptance,
what?
Reservation.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's just sort
of
like...
They stink. They're not going to get better. The cameras don't always work. The replay doesn't always work. I can't tell you, different sport, but how many times I watch an NBA game, they go to replay, and the replay tells me they effed up, and then they come to that little mic. Replay clearly shows that we did not screw anything up, so it is still a common foul, and Celtics will shoot two. And I'm like...
And now I'm going to wink into the camera.
You're full of crap.
Yeah.
There's no way that's true. So I hate replay. I hate officials. I hate all of it because they never get it right. Let me rephrase that.
More often
they
than
do
not.
Get it right. A bunch of times, but every crew screws up something along the way.
The worst one still to me, and this is my biggest pet peeve with it, I'm on Belichick Island with this. Everything should be reviewable or nothing is reviewable.
Yes, and so get rid of slow motion instant replay.
If you miss a face mask on Antonio Gibson where someone's hand pulls his head almost 180 degrees behind his body, and yet that can't be called posthumously.
Did you see the one yesterday?
A penalty is brutal.
On
Who was that on?
Gonzo?
No, not in the Patriots game. There was one of the worst ones I've ever seen. They almost ripped the guy's head off.
And it was missed.
Missed.
Clear as day missed.
I don't know if they said, all right, he didn't grab the helmet opening. The hell he didn't. He reached around and ripped his face off. Gonzo, I thought, got face masked on his interception.
He did.
You just need to accept you're going to have 5, 6, 7 times a game where you go, these guys stink.
And
just,
what a bummer.
You'll be happier.
What a bummer.
That and maple whiskey eggnog is the answer to everything in life.
Well, there you go.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. David in Florida has an idea for the Patriots and what they might do moving forward. David, what's up today?
Hey, long talk, no time. How you all been?
Phenomenal. Yourself?
I missed you guys. Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. I'm pleasure to hear your voices again, get back on the show with you. So I got two things. First, what do you think about the possibility of bringing JMD back next year? That would be Josh McDaniels. What's he doing now?
I think he's deciding how he's trying to probably tell his family how to handle life without him next year because he's going to be coordinating for Belichick wherever he goes.
He's collecting money from the Raiders. And he's preparing for his offensive coordinator role, maybe with Bill Belichick, maybe not. Certainly, I think in the National Football League, I'm a big fan of Josh McDaniels. Would I take him with Drake May? Absolutely.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I think anything he did with Mac Jones, he could do fivefold with Drake May, a young quarterback with a lot more ability and talent and opportunity. So you don't have to convince me, but I think a lot of people around here need to remember they used to crap all over Josh McDaniels. They really did.
Wildly underappreciated.
Yeah.
I thought he was one of the best off OCs I've seen in quite a long while. He was creative. He was inspirational. Great OC. The other thing is, you know, just coaching-wise, I mean, with Mayo, I don't think he's horrible. I just think the one thing he's not doing that just aggravates the heck out of me is that he doesn't seem to be, I mean, I could be wrong, but he doesn't seem to be addressing the penalties with the team. And there are so many, I mean, yesterday they had a touchdown that was called back because of some offensive line penalty. I don't know if it was holding or legal procedure or something.
Holding on Wanu.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, as we all know, good teams do not commit penalties. You have to learn how not to lose before you learn how to win, and so on and so forth. And they just these penalties have been a part of the season, a part of the team since the beginning of the season, and he's just not addressing those adequately, it just seems.
Thanks for the call, David. The penalties certainly were an issue yesterday. I thought they were a bit of an upgrade because we've gone from pre-snap penalties to post-snap penalties.
Well, at least that means they're working extra hard. They're competing in the play as opposed to making a mistake to kick it off.
The one David referenced on the Ramondre Stevenson touchdown was a Mike Onwenu. His feet weren't out far. He was too slow to make the block. Therefore, he had to reach. The guy has to try to get to the outside. There's a little stretch there. Boom. He sees your arms out. It's going to be a hold every single effing time. I don't want you people complaining to me that it was ticky-tacky. It's going to get all cold. Called in every level of football. When they see the arms way out like that, the runner's going in that direction, and the defender's trying to go in that direction, you're going to get called for holding. It's a reality of the game, whether you had a good hold of him or not. The fact that they continue, I do think, is an issue. And the fact that we've heard Alex Van Pelt tell us last week they were happening in practice leading up to the game.
That's and then terrible.
Transitioned to the game field, and now a week later we're talking about more penalties.
Couldn't again, shake the habit holding. In practice.
No, I hate it, and I don't know if it boils down to talent, and they're so worried about
yes.
how they're not good enough, so they're
yes.
trying to get a jump start on the play or whatever.
Competitive advantage.
Yes, I just hate it, and to me, that also falls not just on Gerard Mayo, not just on Alex Van Pelt, but Scott Peters, their position coach. He's the one, I think, personally, the offensive lineman for two decades here played for and in fear of Dante Scarnecchia more than they did Bill Belichick.
But we don't know. You know, it's funny. We've interviewed Jeremy Springer here on the station. Other coordinators, Covington especially, AVP have been made available. Mayo talks up a storm every Monday. Has anyone talked to Scott Peters? Do we know anything
we
about this guy?
We talk to him generally in the once a month or twice a month when all the coordinators are available. Mm-hmm. I spoke with him a couple times in the summer.
Yeah, what have you gotten from him?
Football
guy, hard
definitely a football
ass,
guy.
Yeah.
I mean, thick
yeah.
neck, thick
oh, yeah.
dude.
He looks
the
part.
The strike principle that he believes in, which no one has been able to explain to me. I thought all football players strike the guy across from them and try to beat him. And I don't even know about that. I think he could be in the crosshairs. I'm not sure he's.
Let's do a quick. Let's do a quick pecking order.
It's gotta be quick. We're coming down the home
crosshair.
Odds and ends.
A crosshairs pecking order, if you will. Like who's going to be the sacrificial coach or coordinator? Peters, Covington. I think the wide receivers.
Oh, Hughes.
Coach,
I think
Tyler Hughes.
I think Hughes and Peters are the most likely candidates.
Hughes and Peters.
The defensive side of the ball. I think there's going to be some angst because from fans, you people. Mm-hmm. I think the defensive side of the ball might remain relatively intact.
Return
although,
lump sum.
I did notice today when he was asked about Dante Hightower on the Greg Hill show, Gerard Mayo said, "We're not a family. I can't fire my family." And I was like,
ooh.
Wait, why did you connect Dante Hightower with firing in your brain? Interesting synapse or whatever they call it there, connectivity there.
Mm-hmm.
And it may also be Dante Hightower could realize I don't. Maybe
hey, this is way more
this.
Work than
this
I want to put
not what
in.
I thought. So I'm just throwing that out there as something that struck me listening nuggets or whatever they call it on the Greg Hill Show interviews with Mayo. But I'm wondering if the defensive staff remains intact.
Probably a better chance of remaining more whole than the offense.
I think it's a lock that somebody on the offense loses their job. I don't say that with any glee or happiness.
Nope. Never want someone to lose their gig.
But I think offensively there's probably going to be some firings. Anyway, hopefully there's no firings on this show in the next few minutes because we've got to come back with odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons with Nick Fitzy Stevens filling in for Christian Arcand.
Yeah, and me stepping up into host when really there's Andy here, yeah.